this new earth. The summer harvest has been reaped to feed our souls. The last bounty gone to the dust of leaves, clinging to the mother branch until the swirling breeze seizes them for the ground to heal the soil dried from August drought. One last fruit, grateful for the light, ferociously clings here, where the kale is anchored hardy with a new tree. Myself, infused with that last soup, and thankful for summer's nurturing days and garden of plenty. This is the time for us to turn the soil and for the soul to sleep with the ashes of life embedded in earth, to grow new roots that take us deeper to higher self, birthing and swaddled in drifting snow. Where it's cold, there is deep healing, it is said. Energy moves in swirls, truth emanating in vortexes descending to inner self, and soul ascending as a sun, a brilliance of rainbows wound around the tree of life to shine on new gardens planted in young ground fertile with worms. We are the gardeners of this new earth. We are the cycle of light.